boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed the girls' bathroom, but somebody should be like really proud of themselves. Somebody ripped the toilet paper like roll or I don't even know, like the dispenser thingy off the wall.
Okay, lower your voice.
What do you mean lower my voice?
Because that was me.
Wait, seriously?
Okay, let me explain. I did not rip it off the wall intentionally.
Dude, it looks like you ripped it off the wall.
No, no, stop it.
Shh.
It was me last night.
Dude, you've been working out, I can tell.
No, let me tell you. So it's the like toilet paper holder.
Yeah.
And it's like bolted into the wall, right?
Okay, now so it's ripped out.
I took a bathroom break last night while we were on the air. And, you know, we're in the business of time, okay? You got to be quick around here. And I went to the bathroom and grabbed some toilet paper, and it flew off the wall. I can't even explain to you how it flew off the wall. The metal piece came down, the like springy thing that holds the toilet paper flew up in the air. I'm panicking, my pants are down. What's happening? I don't know. I tried to fix it and like get it back on its little hanger thing. I couldn't do it. I also knew I gotta get back to the show. So I just set it on the like little table in there, and I meant to get back to it and I forgot, so thank you. For that.
I've seen your muscles. You hide them very well, to be honest. I seriously think you kind of somewhat have like dollar store Simone Biles muscles. Like okay. She's got some good muscles. You've got dollar store version.
Is that nice or not?
It is. That's a compliment. I want you to know. Like that's a compliment. They're not there, but they're there.
Okay.
I want you to know.
Yeah.
So I've seen them. They're good. You got good muscles. I'm attracted to your muscles. So I've seen them, and I think you really did, in fact, rip it off the wall.
Didn't.
No, you did. No, you did. I've seen it. It is, in fact, ripped off the wall.
I didn't mean to.
Now I'm thinking you're secretly the Hulk.
I wasn't even mad about anything.
I think you might have been. Were you mad at me last night?
I don't think so. I don't know what happened, okay? Stop spreading rumors.
Dude, I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to be like, dude, you better watch out for Taylor. She rips things off the wall.
Don't upset me now. You don't even know what I'm capable of when I'm actually upset.
I'm going to be on your good side today.
I guess so. I didn't know my powers.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I know I'm about to trigger you right now because we're going to talk about something you hate.
Oh, God.
And that is being put on hold.
Yes.
So.
Go on.
There could be a trend in being put on hold coming about because HP, the computer company, has added a 15-minute minimum wait time for everyone dialing into the call center.
No.
Everyone. Let me tell you why before you pop off.
I will.
They are trying to encourage people to use online resources to solve their problem, whether that be their online help desk or, I don't know, Google, because they're seeing that their phone lines are getting clogged up with people respectfully asking stupid questions that could have been figured out online much quicker. So they are also kind of punishing people, though, who actually do need a phone assistance. So everybody has to wait 15 minutes before getting helped. Now, I'll tell you, this is only happening in Europe as of right now, but the chances are it's going to make its way over.
It better not.
To the U.S. And that's what I know.
Okay, really quick. You're saying it's because they don't want people to, or they want people to go to their website or whatever.
Yeah.
Most of the time when I try to do that, it doesn't work. Okay.
Oh.
So I have to call you. And as somebody who used to work in a call center.
You did?
I did.
Oh.
Yes, I did. And I'm going to tell you right now, people don't like being on hold or they don't like waiting very long. And then they get angry with you as the person who works in the call center. And then they say, I want to speak to your manager because of how long I had to wait.
Oh.
And then you, as the person who works for the call center, you get docked for that. I get in trouble because you want to speak to the manager. And then I get docked and then I lose my chance of getting a raise or getting bonuses. Just so you know.
Ouch.
I'm angry.
Why are you yelling at me?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm kind of sweating over here a little bit because I'm worried that I may get my identity stolen. I said way too much earlier today. I got a phone call from a number that I didn't have saved, which I don't know. I'm 50-50 if I'm going to answer it or not. And today I decided to.
I never do.
I know you don't. And I answer, hello. And there's a man on the other side saying, hi, is this Lori? And I go, no.
First mistake right there.
What?
You never answer yes or no.
Oh, crap.
I've learned that from something because they can take your voice with you saying yes or no and having you use that for something else. Having you say yes or no.
Geez, okay, you're going to send me into a spiral because I said.
You never answer yes or no.
I said, no, this is Taylor. He goes, Taylor. Oh, okay. And I said, well, is it this last name? Gave my last name because Lori is my mom, Mother Kris Jenner. And I'm like, well, that's a really weird coincidence. So he goes, yeah, actually, that's who I'm looking for. And I said, okay, well, she is traveling right now. So
Taylor,
I know,
oh
you know,
God.
When you get nervous and you start saying too much, I go, she's traveling right now. Is there something I can help you with? Or like, how did you get this number?
The house is empty. Way to go.
Yeah. Right. And he goes, well, can you tell me if it's this number or this number? And gives me the last four digits of my mom and one of my sisters. And I go, okay, well, yeah, one of them's my mom's, but I'm her daughter. And he goes, okay, okay, I got it. Thank you. I'm like, I didn't ask who he was.
Didn't
ask anything. I don't know what I have done.
This is first off why you never answer numbers you don't know.
What I panicked.
What I do is I immediately Google search what that number is after they've called me. And if I happen to accidentally answer it, you know what I do? I fake I'm a radio station every single time. And it works. It gets them to not call me anymore. It works.
Can I call him back and pretend to be a radio station?
We've been talking a lot about prom because we have Gowntown coming up on Sunday where high school students can get themselves a free prom dress at Kirkwood Loon County Regional Center. Get the details, KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. But just off the air 2 seconds ago, we've been talking about like, oh, do you remember what we did at after prom, which was always lit, dude. I don't know about you, but we always had somebody do some type of like hypnotize.
Yeah. Is it a hypnotist?
Hypnotist at our prom. Did you have that?
We did. I never did it because I was really scared.
Oh my God. I got hypnotized every year. And every year it got easier and easier for me to be hypnotized.
Okay. Question though, because always like prioritize the upperclassmen and you would volunteer to go sit in the chairs. Did you do that or you sat in the audience and got hypnotized?
All 3 years that I went to prom, I never once got picked for the chairs. But they would tell you, if you still want to get hypnotized, there's a chance you can just follow the spinny majigger thingy in the audience. And every single time, I would get hypnotized in the audience.
And did you do anything embarrassing?
Oh, yes. My senior year, I fell flat on my face. I was in the chair, and they would tell you, go to sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And I, boom, right on the floor. And I do remember the guy whispered in my ear, and he's like, if you do not cooperate, I will have you go back to your seat. And I was like, yes, sir. I will cooperate. I don't want to go back to my seat. I like being hypnotized.
Oh, or you weren't even hypnotized and you were just playing it off.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Where are all the birds at?
Flown away.
Are they?
I don't know. Gone? Birdie gone? It's cold, Taylor. I wouldn't want to be here either. If I had the flappy wings, I'd be gone too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Although I am confused, though, and maybe this is just up in North Liberty where I live. The geese seem to be staying this year. Is that normal?
Yeah, the ones that are jerks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like them. I think they're just here to be mean all the time.
Probably. Well...
I know they're probably good for us, but God, they're mean.
What are they though? What is a goose's purpose in life?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now. Did the University of Iowa have them?
Geese? Probably, but I would not on campus.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you went to Kirkwood Community College, you were traumatized by them.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You are traumatized by them. I got attacked by them.
Okay, actually, though.
Legitimately. I was trying to walk back to my apartment at Kirkwood, and I got attacked. I'm still.
What does attacked mean? Like squawked at?
No, Taylor. This bird was on top of me. What do you, you think I'm just making stories up on the radio? Is that what you think I do?
I don't know. It was on top of you?
Okay.
Standing on your head?
Yes, Taylor. It was over there. I was trying to walk over to my apartment. I was like, you do you. I'm going to do me. Mm-hmm. It didn't like that. And it went, Kr. I don't know what it does. Yeah, exactly. Like and then it went on top of me. And it's flapping on top of me. And I'm like, I'm just trying. I'm a broke college student. Let me go. And it didn't let me go.
Did you have food?
No.
Oh.
Why do you act like I was the problem, Taylor? I said, you do you. I'll do me. Bird didn't like that.
Mm.
Bird went, just like all my exes.
Okay, well, that is concerning for a whole nother reason.
I don't know what's going on, but this girl, her name is Kylie, and she keeps showing up on my TikTok For You page. And a lot of people have been really liking her lately. Basically, her vibe is she yells at you because she's telling you to clean your house. She tells you you're nasty and that you need to do better. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if I like this, but a lot of people do. I'm reading the comments and they're like, you need to yell at me more. I need more yelling. And I'm like, I'm a sensitive Gus. Mm-hmm. I need less yelling, but okay. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch. I want to see what her vibe is. I want to see what's going on here. But I watched one of her videos last night and I liked what she did say, which was that, you know how like restaurants or even a lot of businesses, they do like a closing shift. They have these like closing employees that their goal and their purpose is to clean up, to make the openers, the mm-hmm. opening shift, have an easier job.
Yeah. Like when I worked at a cupcake shop, we had like closing duties.
Yeah.
That you had that checklist that you'd go through to like clean stuff up, get it set for the morning crew.
Exactly. So she was like, why wouldn't you do that for yourself in the morning? Why wouldn't you clean tonight to make yourself in the morning have a better day?
At your own house.
And I was like, okay, I like this. And she's like, minimum do it for like 10 minutes. So I was like, okay, let's give this a shot tonight. So I told Neighbor Man, we're doing it. He was like, I'm not doing it. I just walked in the house. I ain't going to do this.
I just closed at my actual job.
But I told him to do it. And he eventually became game and he got the vacuum. And I just set a timer for 10 minutes. Let me tell you this. That timer went by so quick. I felt like I blinked and 10 minutes was over. And I barely got any cleaning done is what it felt like. But I did get some things. I cleaned the bathroom and a little bit in the kitchen. And I think I might start making this into my routine of just 10-minute closing shift, grab as much as you can and clean. Mm. I liked it. It flew by.
All because somebody yelled at you on TikTok.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. As much as I said I hated it, I kind of liked it.
I would be laying in my pile of laundry and be like, scroll. Such a bummer when you wake up in the middle of the night, but I feel like the way that I woke up last night is the worst way. I woke up drenched in sweat.
Ew.
I don't even know what time it was, but I woke up and was like so confused, so hot, to the point that I had to like get up and completely change my clothes because it was seriously like I had just sat in a sauna. And at first I'm like, am I sick right now?
That's always what I think, because I have a fever and I'm getting sick.
Am I okay? Do I feel okay? I'm like, no, I'm not gonna talk myself into like feeling weird. I feel fine. I did fall asleep in like a full sweatsuit, which normally doesn't bother me. And maybe my heated blanket was like cranked on 10 or something. But I was so confused and also grossed out. And it was like 3 a.m. Like, do I get in the shower right now? But then I'm going to be fully awake.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to do that again. I don't know how to prevent that or what that means for me. But I don't choose it.
First off, don't wear a sweatsuit to bed.
Well, yeah, but my room is freezing. Here's the problem is it's on the side of the house that is like blasted with wind. So it's always 5 degrees cooler in there. And normally I either wear like sweatpants and a t-shirt or sweatshirt and shorts. I was really cold last night and I really paid for it.
No, I could never. If I do that, I do wake up just dying of heat. I can't wear a sweatshirt and a sweatpants.
Well, I guess I have learned my lesson and I also need to do a load of laundry.
I finally got Neighbor Man to watch Love is Blind again last night. because he poo-pooed all over it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, come on, Taylor says you got to give it another shot. Please, 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 please. So we watched it again last night. And then I was like, what do you think? You still hating on it? And he goes, yeah, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I need you to tell me why. What do you hate about it? And then what he hated about it finally came on the screen. And that is, he cannot stand when there's like a dramatic moment of some sort and they cue music. Now, he'd be fine if it was like an instrumental type song of some sort. And then they're like, and it's like me, like, I'm really sad. I'm like, I'm so sad that like Steve doesn't like me. It'd be fine if it was instrumental.
Yeah.
But what he gets mad about is if like they have like words to the song.
Mm-hmm.
He gets upset about that. He's like, I think they're trying to be too dramatic about it. And I hate it. Because he's like, what for me, what happens is now you've got a song, you've got words, and you've pulled me out of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer dramatic for me.
Okay, I will tell you.
And so I asked him if that's just like just Love is Blind, or if that's movies, if this is all TV shows, and he says it's everything. So it's not just Love is Blind. Movies and TV shows that could do it for him.
Well, I know that you're watching the season before the one that's happening right now that everybody else is watching because
yeah.
You're behind. And they've upped the budget for this year.
Okay.
So they have like actual recognizable songs. Like in this season, they have like Billie Eilish and stuff.
That's going to pull them out.
Well, whatever. I understand though, because in previous seasons, they were doing like kind of royalty free vibes where it's like, and I think the creators even came out and said that they do it on purpose where it's like they'll base the music on the moment. So if it's someone dramatically walking down the hallway,
uh-huh.
Then the song is like, and there she goes down the hallway. Like it's horrible. So I understand that.
What was that one TV show? Why am I blanking on the title? That was a little, you know, risque on Netflix that everybody was really into. It's like olden times. It's a little dirty. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Bridgerton.
Yes. That was the same thing, kind of like what he's talking about for me, except for it was all like orchestra.
Of and, pop music.
But it was pop music, and it would get me out of the show because I'd be like, oh, what is this song? Oh my God, it's driving me nuts. And then I'd miss scenes, and I'm like, oh no, what's that? Oh, what did I miss? I got stuck because I thought this was a Taylor Swift song.
Oh.
And then we'd be in a scene, and I'm like, oh no, what happened?
All I can think about is the Eras Tour.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, the gig is up, guys. Your lies have been exposed. By you, actually. There's a thread on Reddit right now asking, guys, what's something you tell your girlfriend or wife that is completely untrue? I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of stuff on this thread, but some of the most popular answers are as follows. That she is the softest and the cuddliest, but she is not. The cat is.
Oh, Neighborman would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I know Luna is superior.
She's number one and you are number two.
No, actually third. She's one and two. He's told me that.
Oh, jeez, that's brutal.
Yeah, I know.
Got ways to climb. Another lie is... it's only like $20, and that comes to any of their like gadgets, I guess, whether it's a PlayStation controller or I don't know. I know Neighborman's really into building PCs.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell you, well, it's only $20.
So I'm going to say the same thing to you.
Well, yeah, right.
About other things.
Mm-hmm. The lawn is too wet to mow, aka they just don't want to mow the lawn. So they're going to tell you it's too wet.
Oh.
To mow the lawn.
Okay.
Another video game lie. I'll come to bed after one more game.
Oh, I knew that was a lie.
I don't think that I have caught this lie before out of my boyfriend,
uh-huh.
Curly. He'll be like, it's one more game. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Then 2 hours goes by and he's like, well, yeah, it's a 3-hour game. And I'm like, what? Lead with that. Lead
mm-hmm.
with that.
Uh-huh.
Another one is that they've already decided on where to go for lunch or dinner. So if they're like, babe, guess where we're going tonight? And you say, oh, this restaurant. He's going to be like, yep, that's the one. He had no idea in his mind.
He was just playing you?
He was playing you, and you told him the
that's
answer.
That's genius.
It's actually kind of genius. That I heard her the first time. Chances are they didn't hear you on
they
the first
time. They never
hear
you.
And this one is my favorite. I compliment her on her painted nails. I really could not care less, but she cares about it, so I do my part.
You know what? And I'm not mad about that. I respect that, actually.
Even if you hate them, I want you to tell me that you like my pretty
Even
nails.
Even if you don't care, I need you to just comment.
I just need the compliment, honestly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Kaler. Z102.9.
When you've been working really hard, sometimes you just feel like you just deserve a day off, a day to yourself, right?
Well, sometimes when I'm really lazy, I wanted a lazy day too.
Mm-hmm. And you and I, we have been kicking butt at downtown all week long.
Yeah, lots of prep going to the big day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So it's been every single day there, right up until showtime, doing a lot of work. And so the only day that we get off is Saturday, and that is a day that I'm going to be a vegetable. Mm-hmm. I want to sit on the couch. I don't want to do nothing. The only time I want to get up is so I can go to the bathroom.
Or grab food.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
However, now I'm starting to think slowly, but surely my Saturday is now going to be booked up. And I'm not looking forward to it.
It's slipping away.
It is, because we have been kind of like casually looking at houses here and there, just, you know, perusing the market, me mm-hmm. and neighbor man. And just one by one, there's these ones that we keep seeing that we're like, we like. And the way the market's been going, if you don't look at them, they slip away real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, if we don't see them now, and the way that my schedule's been going, we're never going to see them. I'm booked up all next week, too. So like, if we don't see them now, we're never going to see them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think we might have to see them Saturday, and I don't want to.
Well, is there any way you can make it funsy? Can
How?
You get a fancy drink, a coffee drink?
And be tipsy while looking at it. You know what?
No,
that might
well,
be fun.
Oh, that's not what I said.
But I'm here for being tipsy while looking at houses.
That sounds like you could be spending thousands of dollars on Saturday. I'm really not a picky eater, and I'm down to try most things until that bites me in the butt like it did this morning. I had the best intentions. When I was grocery shopping over the weekend, I saw these like ready-to-go overnight oats.
Mm, that was your first problem.
They were vanilla and cinnamon, and I'm like, I like vanilla and cinnamon. I like granola, and that is just a stupid thought. I thought it was going to be like granola-y. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy one little container because that sounds like an awesome breakfast. It's quick. It's ready to go. Can eat it on the go, right? So I finally got to it this morning, and I open it up. I'm like, ooh, it smells good. It smells cinnamony. Oh, I'm so excited, and it's like kind of healthy, right? I took one bite, and I'm not kidding. I had to spit it in the sink. And I never, ever feel like I have to spit food out. It was the texture for me. I don't know who enjoys that. If you do, all power to you. I don't get it. It was like Mm-mm. baby food.
That's why. I see people do it all the time on TikTok, like on my For You
Same.
Page. They're like, oh, make my overnight oats with me, or I'm doing chocolate chip overnights, or blueberry overnights. And they look good.
And they make it sound amazing.
But I just knew deep down inside, they're going to be nasty. And you proved it to me, so I'm never going to do it. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for taking one for the team. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Next time you see blueberry cheesecake explosion sweetness, just know I spit it in my sink.
Well, tomorrow the show is That Girl in the Afternoon, and you only hear Taylor. It's probably because I got fired.
What is happening?
I just accidentally yelled at our CEO.
Okay. I know.
What do you mean you know?
So here's my perspective right now. I stepped out because we had a couple minutes and was loading some stuff into my car to take to downtown prep tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I was running from my office out to my car, putting stuff in my trunk. I close my trunk and Julie, our boss, comes out and goes, Destiny just yelled at me.
No.
And I think she thought it was you. And I go, oh, no. Well, I'm going back in right now.
I didn't mean
to. She goes, I think it sounded like she had an idea. I said, okay. Oh, no.
That is the most embarrassing thing in the entire world. She's not wrong, but I yelled at her on accident. I hope I don't get fired.
Did you walk out of here? She came in? Or what's going on?
Let me explain. You know me, Taylor. You know I get really excited. And when I get excited, I get loud. Okay?
Well, yes.
So I heard the door open. First off, we've got the studio door, but then there's a door that...
To the hallway.
So there's two doors before you can get into the studio. So we always kind of know someone's about to come in before mm-hmm. they actually come into the studio. So I hear the door and I'm like, oh, Taylor's coming. And I had an idea for you. I thought it was you because I'm like, the only other people.
Who else would it be?
The only other people are 1600 ESPN boys and they ain't coming in here. And so I was like, hey. And then I saw it was our CEO and I was like, oh God, hi. How's it going? She's like, there were some space heaters in the room. Oh. I'm just checking to make sure the space heaters are unplugged because, you know, you can't leave them plugged in overnight.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to yell at you. I thought you were Taylor.
Did you say that?
So I said that. I said, I had an idea. Oh. I had an idea for her. And then she just slowly walked out. It's like,
like, okay.
Am I going to have a meeting put on my schedule?
Like, maybe let's not yell.
Now I know.
When you don't know who's coming in the room.
Moral of the story is I got to stop getting excited when I have ideas. And my idea, I told you, it's not that exciting.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't worth all this. I thought she was going to tell me that the place was on fire or something. She's like, she just yelled at me.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I don't even know if I want to do a trivia question right now because I'm so scared.
You need like a rear view mirror or something.
Dude, I know. I accidentally yelled at our boss. It was a complete accident, dude.
Well, and she thought it was me. She meant to yell at me.
It wasn't even like I meant to yell at you. Who I am as a person is I get really excited about things and I go, hey, you know?
Louder than that, but yes.
Way louder than that. And so I heard the door open and I screamed really loud, hey! And it was our boss. Oopsies. So I'm on thin ice here. But we're going to do a trivia question. And I picked what I think is the safest one.
Good. Good idea.
55% of people haven't done this in the last 3 years.
Oh, yelled at their boss?
I knew you were going to say that, dude.
Just wondering.
You probably have never done that, Taylor.
Probably not. Gee whiz. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you?
I'm just saying, you probably scared the pants off her. I would have been freaked out if I came in here just to do something and you got yelled at.
It was an accident.
I'm sure.
That's what they all say.
That's what they all say.
55% of people haven't done this in the last 3 years. I'm trying to think, like, what haven't I done in 3 years?
Probably a lot of things. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Think about what you've done and what you haven't done in the last, like, 3 years. And I know that's a lot to think about.
It's a long time. I don't know what I ate yesterday. Truly.
Well, tonight's trivia question. 55% of people haven't done this in the last 3 years. Did I say five? I meant three.
I think you said three.
Great. I couldn't remember.
Well, we're talking about three. Years.
I can't even remember what I said 30 seconds ago.
Oh, geez. Well, you can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4952 said gone to a movie theater.
Not the movie theater popcorn.
I think before I saw Wicked, that probably would be accurate for me.
Really?
Yeah, probably. At least 3 years.
I'll find an excuse to go to a movie theater.
That popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go more often.
The nachos. The pretzels.
The pretzels. Mm. Don't get me going on the pretzels.
Well, we've got her going. Jill said gone on vacation. It's been a while for me. Why?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if you've gone on vacation.
I can't even tell. Texas was the last one. And I feel like that was 2021 or two.
Long time ago.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Girl needs a vacation.
4459 said, gone to the gym.
It's been a whole month.
Yeah.
I made the wall and then I gave up.
Now you're on the road to
failure.
To not going for 3 years.
They'll keep getting money out of me, though.
Yeah, that's where they get you.
No, I'll get back.
I'll go tomorrow.
That's what I keep saying to myself. Yeah. And then it's too cold.
Maybe next year.
My bones are hurting. I'm like, no.
It's too hard.
When it warms up, my bones will work again. That's what I keep saying.
There you go. That'll be about 3 months then.
Exactly. 55% of people haven't done this in the last 3 years. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I can't believe you hadn't had movie theater popcorn that long.
I know, but at that point, you forget how good it is.
The chocolate-covered raisins.
Okay, Grandma. What?
Dude, they're so good.
No.
A lot to think about the last 3 years. But that's tonight's trivia question. 55% of people haven't done this in the last 3 years. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
55% of people haven't changed their voicemail in the last 3 years.
More like 15.
Yeah, more like never. I'm pretty... Actually, I don't even think... Have you ever called me? Well, you have, but have
Yeah, I've called you. Normally, you call me, though, to be fair.
Well, let's be honest. That's why I said, have you ever called me? My question is, have you ever gotten to the point where it says, please leave a voicemail? Do I even have anything?
I think you maybe have automated.
I was going to say,
the lady.
I don't think I got me on there.
Your message has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
I don't think you either.
No.
I hang up. I hang up before we get to that point because I'm sick and tired of it. Because you want to know why? Why I hang up before we ever find out whether or not somebody has got a voicemail is because people ruined it for me. You want to know why? It's because it would be...
I know what you're going
to
say.
Uh-huh. It's because you would get to the part where it was like, please leave your... Before it would even get to please leave your message after the beep, it would be like... Whatever phone number is not available. And then it would be to a song.
Never mind.
Oh, really? I'd have to sit through a freaking song.
No.
Before I could leave a voicemail. I'd be sitting there for 3 minutes. I'm like, I just wanted to tell you I can't come to work today.
No, I didn't have
that.
The
song is still going. Can I just tell you I can't make it to work? Get this stupid song off.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't have that.
Oh, then you're going to say the other thing that I can't stand.
My poor grandma. I set my voicemail to me going, hello?
Oh, I hated those people.
Hello?
Oh, I hated those people.
Hello? I don't think I can hear you. My poor grandmother fell for it every time. And the amount of voicemails I had being like, Taylor, oh, you got me again, dang it.
Did you save those? Because that's adorable.
Yeah, probably on my old phone.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.